The Life is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.
Today on More to Life, we continue our Lenten Health series as we help you fight back against the lies Satan is using to hold you back. Give us a call at 877-573-7825.
Everyone says they want to have a great marriage and family and personal life. Well, the theology of the body reveals how you can actually achieve it.
More to Life.
The happiest couples know how to say I do to each other every moment of every day.
Surprising, relevant, hopeful.
Angela, let's not just settle for stopping your son's behavior.
Exactly. Let's talk about the kind of young man you want to raise.
Practical, theology of the body-based answers for every part of your life.
God's original blueprint didn't include depression and anxiety.
Yeah, that's a human invention. God wants to set you free. Let's talk about making that happen.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to Life.
Good morning, everyone. You're listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
And I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today we continue our Wednesday Lenten Health series as we talk about coming against that inner critical voice in our heads that either makes us worry all the time, tells us things will never change, runs us down, makes us question God's presence, His love, or His mercy, or you name it. We come to know that voice as the inner critic, but really, St. Ignatius of Loyola would tell us that it's the enemy whispering in our spiritual ear, trying to draw us away from God, from His grace, and from being the person God wants us to be. So we're helping you come against those lies and those inner critical voices. Give us a call at 877-573-7825, and we'll help you silence that inner critical voice and reconnect with the grace God wants to give you so you can experience the peace, the change, and the healing that God has in His heart for your life. 877-573-7825.
I'm going to be way honest here. This is the time to take this on. I have never seen, we think that coronavirus is the epidemic. The epidemic, the bigger epidemic, is this fight against Satan's voice in our heads. Because even people who are safely sheltered in place are fighting this war every day in their heads right now. And I'm seeing it everywhere. I'm seeing it in the moms who DM me. I'm seeing it on social media. People who are letting their brains run at 1,000 miles an hour and thinking every possible negative, ultimate horror, disaster scenario that their brains can possibly think of, or are thinking things like, I'm the only one who can't handle this. I'm the only bad parent in the whole wide world. I'm the only one who's feeling nervous. I'm the only one who's... And just not showering, not getting off the couch, not able to tend to their kids or their life the way they wish they could, but they can't, because of the lies that Satan is telling us in our brains. We're all going through it at one point or another of every single day. He's sneaking into everybody's thoughts. Some of us are losing the battle against his voice more than others. But we all are called to fight back. We're all called, you know, in Chronicles of Narnia, I can't remember which book it is now, but there's that line where he says, courage, dear heart. Most of us don't need a lot of courage on the daily. We do. When certain things come up in life, I've certainly needed it in my life. I've gone through quite a bit. We all need it on the daily. But a lot of us, instead of being able to fight this fight, do other things. I will shop more, therefore I will feel great. I will go out every weekend and have a great time with my friends, or drink a lot, or eat a ton, or whatever that is. I will be so busy running my kids to every single possible activity they can be in, because I know then that somebody has given them what they need and I can check off the box that says, I'm a good mom, I provided these things for my children. Instead of saying, wait a minute, how can I have a better relationship with my own kids? How can I provide what they need emotionally through me? How can I meet all of these questions that I have, these desires that I have within myself and my relationship with God and those closest to me, instead of running to restaurant after restaurant, activity after activity, shopping spree after shopping spree? Right now, the voice of Satan is turned up with the world's largest megaphone. We are all going through a very difficult time, and the news won't stop telling us just how difficult it might be as they play out every possible scenario. And we're all scared, and we're all worried, and we all need the help of each other to come against the lies of Satan and live in the now and be victorious in the now. And that's scary, and that's hard, and most of us haven't been taught that, but we can help you with it. Today at 877-573-7825. Let's do battle against what's fatiguing us, scaring us, depressing us, making us not be who God really wants us to be or created us to be. We can do this together. Again, give us a call at 877-573-7825.
877-573-7825. Are you tired of those things that are stealing your peace, making you worry, making you feel frustrated, making you feel separated from God's love, or undermining your confidence or competence? Give us a call. Let's talk it out, because we want to help you come against not just those situations, but the voice in your head that says, it's never going to change. It's all just falling apart. You can't do this. You're not enough.
Right.
Exactly. You know, those voices that rob your peace, that run you down, that make you question God's grace, His love, or His mercy. Let's talk it out. 877-573-7825.
And we see it all over the place, whether it's meant to be funny, where parents who are grown individuals who have created lives and careers for themselves are now falling apart on the internet over 9-year-old math, because somehow the way they were taught isn't the Common Core way that their kids are being taught, and everybody's home crying and losing it at night. Whether it's that you're feeling lonely and you don't know where to go with this, whether you just feel overwhelmed by the daily stuff, you get up and you're in your home and you just don't know how to get it together and move on and do the things that you have to do during the day. Whether you're beating yourself up for not being the parent you want to be, or having the marriage you want, or the relationship with your kids that you want, or you're just having your mind spin out, we're here for you today. 877-573-7825.
You know, of course, we all tend to beat up on ourselves for various things. The theology of the body can give us some important insights on how we can come against that inner critic.
Because the theology of the body reminds us that God's plan for us is written in the design of our bodies. Brain science shows us that the more self-critical we are, the more our brains lock down and become resistant to any change. It's only when we're compassionate with ourselves that our bodies are able to create the chemistry necessary for new neural connections to form.
And that's how we learn things. You know, the theology of the body teaches us that it's only by cultivating a receptive posture to God's grace, not a reactive posture, but receptive, where we're able to be transformed from the inside out through an authentic encounter with God's love. You know, we can't become the whole, healthy, or holy people God wants us to be by flogging ourselves to be better. We become whole, healthy, and holy by letting God love us and learning to see ourselves as He sees us. Works in progress, certainly, but still on the road by His love and grace to becoming the whole, healed, godly, grace-filled people that we're all meant to be. So let's talk it out together. What are those situations that are causing you to feel frustrated or fried or overwhelmed? And what are those inner voices that you hear that tell you you're not up to it, you can't handle it, it's never going to change, the whole world's going to fall apart, and you just, the only response you can do is be panicked or hopeless or frustrated or beat up on yourself? Let's talk through those things and find more peaceful, graceful ways to deal with all of them.
And it doesn't have to be about the larger global issues, but of course, if that is what's triggering those feelings in you today, we're here for that. But if you're just dealing with your inner self, the stuff that you deal with every single day, but hearing the rest of the stuff that's going on in the world is just fatiguing you and making it all more present, or you finally have time where you're saying, enough is enough. I need to deal with this. I need to deal with what I feel about myself, what's going on in my marriage, what's going on with my kids, what's going on with my relationship with my parents or siblings or friends. We're here for that as well. Nothing is too big or too small here on More to Life. 877-573-7825.
And with that, let's take our concerns to the Lord. We'll start taking your calls.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, we come into your presence and we thank you for being the source of the peace that this world cannot give. And we thank you for sending your Holy Spirit to console us and to whisper those messages of encouragement and support that enable us to confront our limitations, but in a way that allows us to overcome those limitations, draw closer to you, take greater advantage of your grace, and respond to all the struggles we face in our life and relationships in a manner that glorifies you, works for the good of others, and helps us become the people we were created to be. Lord, we bring to you all those inner critical voices of the enemy that seek to pull us away from your grace and from your mercy and from your love. And we ask you to help us to tune in to the voice of your Holy Spirit, loving us and challenging us to live gracefully and to glorify you in all that we do. We ask all of this through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and in the name of the
Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Pope St. John Paul the Great,
pray for us.
Today on More to Life, we're continuing our Lentil Health series every Wednesday in Lent. We're helping you fight back against that inner critical voice that makes you worry all the time, tells you stuff's never going to change, makes you feel incompetent or incapable, makes you question God's love or his mercy, you name it. If there's some situation that's undermining your peace, or you're just tired of that inner voice always running you down, we've got the tools to help you fight back and tune into the Holy Spirit's counsel, calling you to connect with his grace and love. 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Lisa, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Nebraska.
Hi, Lisa. Welcome to More to Life. What's going on?
Good morning. I'm really enjoying this Wednesday series.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Like to fast. I try to fast for a portion of the day, or sometimes so all of the day on Wednesday and Friday. But I really struggle with it. It's very hard. I'm kind of a foodie, and my family has come to expect these great meals from me, and I enjoy cooking and all of that. But I inevitably fail from time to time with it, and it's something that I want to do. But then, Lisa, I think you said at some point along the way that put your head down on your pillow at night, you're like, oh, I gotta do this better. I'm gonna do better. I'm gonna not fall. I'm gonna be stronger. And so that's kind of what I wanted to ask you guys about. Is this the enemy telling me I'm not good enough? Should I be happy with the amount of time I can fast?
That's a great question. Yeah, okay.
That's a great
Thank
question,
you.
Lisa. And as you were, your call was coming up, I was looking at the board. I started praying immediately for you. And because everybody's in a different place when it comes to fasting and why they do it and how they do it. And the thing that really hit me is that, Lisa, if you're struggling, then you are right on target. Because that's the point of it. That is the point of giving ourselves over to any kind of fast or any kind of sacrifice. Because you know what it's supposed to teach us? That we can't do things on our own. That we need Christ. That we need the Holy Spirit. That we need His supply and His sufficiency for us. That we can't do it on our own. God is not setting us up to do anything but win the race to heaven. And we don't do that by being the best athlete. We do that by being the person who's most open to relationship with Him. And so we are supposed to learn through our fasting that food isn't enough for us, that we're not enough for us, that our willpower that we're told about 500 billion times a day isn't enough for us. God is enough for us. So, Lisa, the first step in this, as we talk about it, is when you begin to feel that, oh, Lord, I didn't fast as well as the person at the other end of my pew, at the other end of the block, at the other end of EWTN radio. I'm such a failure. I want you to say, thank you, Lord, for letting me see that I'm not enough. Please be enough for me. Please come in and help me make one more step with you. Help me do a little better tomorrow. Show me how you want me to open myself up more to you. Because that's the other point of fasting. When we find out that we're not enough and we can't be the strongest and the best because we're not God, we are also meant to say, Lord, I'm fasting to try to have a closer relationship with you and to offer up my suffering for you. And I'm suffering right now knowing that I can't do this, so I offer that to you. How do you want me to draw closer to you today?
Yeah, I mean, that's just right on. I mean, everything Lisa is saying, I want you to take that to heart.
Well, as I said, Lisa, I prayed about it, and that's what came. So I'm hoping it's just directly from God to your heart.
Because it is. Yeah, you asked the question, you know, is this the devil trying to undermine my confidence or my connection with God? And I think it is, because, you know, instead of putting your focus on what fasting is all about, which Lisa just explained, you know, that need to realize that we are not sufficient and that we really need God, Satan is trying to put your focus back on, look, you let the Lord down by not being enough, by not, you know, saving yourself today. And that's not the point, right? We're not supposed to be making ourselves perfect. We're supposed to be doing this challenging thing that helps us realize how weak we really are. I want you, when you start hearing that critical voice in your head at the end of the day, I want you to write down the scripture, 2 Corinthians 12:9. 2 Corinthians 12:9. And this is St. Paul complaining to God about how he wasn't able to overcome this personal struggle that he had, whatever it was. And he was, as he was praying about it, the Lord said to him, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." And then St. Paul goes on to say, "Therefore I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me."
And I love this last part of this quote. "So that Christ's power may rest on me." Heavy emphasis here, Lisa, on the rest. He doesn't want us to be fussing and stewing over how we failed him. He wants us to say, "Lord, I need you. I need a deeper relationship with you, a closer relationship with you. Send your Spirit to rest on me." Yeah. Because when the Holy Spirit rests on us, we enter into a place of peace that is that peace that goes beyond all understanding that Scripture tells us about. So Lisa, when you fast or when you take on any spiritual challenge and it is hard, that's exactly where God needs you to be.
And just thank Him.
And thank
just,
Him just say, and
thank
say,
you,
Lord, fill me up.
Yeah,
show
you,
me
Lord.
How to rest in you.
Thank you, Lord, for letting me see how much I need you.
Yeah.
And just focus on that. Lisa, thank you so much for the call. And again, that scripture I recommended to you is from 2 Corinthians 12:9. "But He said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me.'" Great question. Great way to kick off the program. We are taking your calls, listeners, about those inner critical voices that rob you from your peace, steal your confidence, make you feel like nothing ever is going to work. You can't do anything right. God doesn't love you. He can't possibly forgive you. You know that voice I'm talking about. We want to help you demolish those arguments and connect with God's grace and peace and confidence. Give us a call. We'll help you overcome all those challenges standing in the way and triggering that inner critical voice. 877-573-7825. Again, that number, 877-573-7825. More to Life. We'll be back with your questions, comments, and insights after the break.
Abortion.
Pornography.
Embryonic stem cell research.
Corporate contributions to Planned Parenthood. Do you invest in companies that are engaged in these practices? The Ave Maria Mutual Funds do not, and their investment portfolios reflect that. Ave Maria Mutual Funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors can invest in the no-load Ave Maria Mutual Funds. You can learn more about the Ave Maria Mutual Funds today at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
I worked in pro baseball for a long time, and we play on Sundays. And it was an easy excuse. I took the easy out and just didn't go to Mass. Got caught up in that whole selfishness, that whole, I can do it all. The times when I was struggling were the times I needed God the most. And now that I've come back and accepted God, my world has completely changed.
If you've been away from the Catholic Church for any reason, visit CatholicsComeHome.org today.
Join today's discussion and engage with producers on the Ave Maria Radio Facebook and Twitter accounts at Ave Maria Radio. Respond to interviews and learn who's coming up on Crest in the Afternoon, Catholic Connection, and other Ave Maria Radio programs. Make it easier by downloading the Ave Maria app on your smart devices. Then just tap on the Facebook and Twitter icons to get plugged in on the things that matter most. That's the Ave Maria Radio app or at Ave Maria Radio. Build the church. Bless the nations.
This program is brought to you in part by Charity Mobile, a proud partner of Ave Maria Radio for over 15 years. Charity Mobile is the pro-life cell phone company and has sent nearly $2 million to thousands of pro-life charities. 4G LTE coverage is available nationwide, and 5% of your monthly plan price goes to your favorite pro-life charity. A video introduction is available at CharityMobile.com. Charity Mobile. Everyday living. Effortless giving. CharityMobile.com.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today we're continuing our Lentil Health series as we talk about coming against the lies that Satan whispers in our spiritual ear. We experience those lies as that inner critical voice telling us that nothing's ever going to change, or everything's falling apart, or God can't possibly love you or forgive you or give you the grace you need to make that change happen in your life. You know that voice I'm talking about. That's not your voice. That's not your inner critic. That is Satan whispering lies into your spiritual ear. We want to help you come against both the situations triggering those thoughts and the thoughts themselves by helping you embrace the consolations that come to us from tuning into the Holy Spirit, who's leading us into a deeper relationship with God, with His grace, and helping us become everything He created us to be. Sound good? Give us a call. 877-573-7825. Let's talk it out together.
Let's talk now with Maria, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Texas on the Guadalupe Radio Network.
Hi, Maria. What's your question or comment for us today?
Hi, good morning, you holy people, wonderful God-sent people.
Oh, bless you. Thank you, Maria.
The light, may God give you long life to keep us going, because the Holy Spirit, to me, is inspiring me and telling me that, tell you, brothers and sisters, you are sitting on the gold mine right now. Take this offering and this punishment by the communist China evil.
Well, Maria, here's what I want to do. I want to take what you're saying and we have to respond to whatever crisis or challenge comes to us in a way that glorifies God. So that part of what you're saying is absolutely
right. I think
right.
In many ways you're absolutely right that we're sitting on a gold mine of spiritual ability to connect with God better than ever and connect with the virtues we're called to live out better than ever.
I was having a conversation with somebody on Facebook earlier this morning because they were talking about how Satan is, his influence increases, for example, because of the difficulty in getting to the sacraments these days. And what I said was, you know, this is all related to the same thing, right? And what I said was, look, Satan isn't in the circumstances. He's in our response to the circumstances. You know, we could just as easily say that Satan has been increasing his influence by people receiving the sacraments unworthily and unthinkingly for decades. And that during this time, if we respond to this crisis by embracing that holy longing for the sacraments and making spiritual communion and making acts of perfect contrition until we can be rejoined with God in his sacramental grace, that would decrease Satan's influence much more than even just continuing to unthinkingly and casually receive the sacraments. Same thing here, Marie. You're absolutely right. There is a spiritual gold mine here in responding to the crisis in a way that glorifies God, that draws us closer to him, that makes us take this opportunity to step back from everyday life and reflect on who he wants us to be and what it takes to be more of that.
And how he wants us to love well, to step back from blame and from hate, and to really say, Lord, I want to love you and I want to love your people well and respond to this well. And so that is really where that spiritual gold mine is, Maria.
So it's an encouragement to all of our listeners today. When we come back, we're continuing to take your calls about that negative inner critical voice that we all hear and how to come against both the situations that are triggering that voice and the voice itself. Let's talk it out. Find some healthy, graceful ways forward. 877-573-7825. More to life. We'll be back right after these messages. Stick around.
What is one of the most challenging doctrines of the Catholic Church to comprehend? It is the mystery of the real presence of Jesus Christ in the sacrament of the Eucharist. The Catholic Catechism tells us that Christ is present to his Church in many ways, but most especially in the Eucharistic species, and that his presence in these species of bread and wine is unique. The whole Christ, body, blood, soul, and divinity, is truly, really, substantially contained therein. In other words, under sacramental signs, he is physically as well as spiritually present. St. John Chrysostom declares that man does not cause this miraculous occurrence. A man, the priest, acting in the role of Christ, does pronounce the words, but it is Christ himself whose power and grace brings about the transformation of the bread and wine into his body and blood. This is Peggy Stanton, and this has been the Order of Malta's Minute with the Catechism.
Bishop Robert Barron on the priesthood.
I've been a priest for 31 years. It's a call to a total gift to Christ. It's a total gift of one's life to be conformed to Christ. You know, and that's why I felt it when I was a young guy and I was kind of getting into religion and understanding it more deeply intellectually. It just began to hit me with a great clarity that if this is true, if God is real and God is a supreme good, well, why wouldn't I give my whole self to God? Why would I get distracted by anything else, you know? Now, again, I'm not saying that should be true for every single person on the planet. That's the way it hit me when I was a young guy, was I want to give as much as I can, my whole self, to Christ. So there's something heroic about that, where you do eschew a lot of things. You say no to a lot of things so you can say massively yes to Christ and to his demand. I think that's a heroic quality of it.
EWTN. Live truth. Live Catholic.
Hi, this is Dr. Greg Popchak. One question I often hear is, how can I help my child deal with stress? A recent study revealed that only 22% of kids talk to their parents about their stress, but 75% would like to be able to rely on their parents to help them cope more. We parents too readily accept answers like, it's fine, and I don't know, from our kids. We don't expect them to learn to express themselves, so we don't take the time to teach them and help them work through their stress. Kids are able to articulate their feelings and develop problem-solving skills, but they need to be coached to do it. Take the time to tease answers out of your children, and most of all, teach them the benefit of open communication by exhibiting it yourself. To learn more effective strategies for helping your kids cope with the stressors in their lives, visit moretoliferadio.com.
Welcome back, and thank you for joining us on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today we are continuing our Lentil Health series. Each Wednesday in Lent, we're helping you come against that inner critical voice, those lies that Satan whispers in all of our spiritual ears, that cause us to panic, that steal our peace, that make us feel incompetent, that make us feel like we're not up to the challenges that we have to face in our lives, that make us beat up on ourselves and feel separated from God's love, from His grace, from His mercy, and from His power. Is there a situation in your life or relationships that's making you feel like that? What are the thoughts going through your head that are telling you, you can't do this? Or, it's all falling apart? Or, you know, God can't possibly love you or give you the grace that you need for this. There's just not enough to go around. Those thoughts and many more are all lies from Satan, and we're helping you come against them today on More to Life. Let's talk it out together at 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with David, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Ohio.
David, welcome to More to Life. What's your question for us?
Well, I tried calling in a couple times, but I got disconnected last.
You're here now. What can we do for you, David?
And also, the time before, the person kept me on hold.
David, what's your question, sir?
Time. Well, my question is that I was I have the problem where, you know, this inner voice, it's been a lifelong problem where, you know, it's constantly you're a failure and it's reinforced by other people's attitudes. I have a lot of social skills problems and people interpret it as manipulative and codependent. And so a previous question you guys were dealing with was, you know, do you have trouble making people listen to your struggles? And unfortunately, I wasn't even able to talk about that, but it's related to this topic because this kind of bridges the gap because I'm trying to figure out how to okay, for example, I feel guilty. Okay, I have scrupulosity. You know, now that this coronavirus thing is rampant, I worry, you know, well, am I killing someone by saying hello to them? Well, okay, maybe if I breathe into their face while I'm coughing, but, and they're vulnerable, but no, not if I'm talking to them on the phone. That's ridiculous. But some of my thinking patterns are like that, and it's this constant voice. You're a failure. Every project you've ever done has failed. No one wants to help you with your writing. You can't get a job. You can't do this or that because teachers kept telling you you're not good enough. You're handicapped. You're nobody.
Okay. So, David, let me give you some general tips. Okay, on how to know whether those voices are coming from the Holy Spirit, or whether they are these lies that Satan is whispering in our spiritual ear that we need to fight back against. Because I apologize for having to cut you off, but we only have a couple of minutes to take each call. So the gist of what you're saying, as I understand it, is that you have all these negative voices that either make you scrupulous or make you feel incompetent. And, you know, you can buy those voices honestly because of the discouragement that people have given you over the years, the cruel things that people have said to you because of your disabilities. And those voices do get into our heads. We internalize all of that. But those voices are not the voices of God. They're not even the voices of your teachers and the bullies and all those other people. They're all the voice of Satan speaking through those people to undermine your ability to connect with God's grace. So what's the test that we need to use? Basically, it's this. Any thought we think, any feeling that we have, any impulse that we experience, that causes us to feel powerless, isolated, self-pitying, or self-indulgent is coming from the enemy. Let me say it again. Any thought we have that makes us feel powerless, isolated from other people, self-pitying, or self-indulgent is from the enemy. By contrast, any thought we have, any feeling that we experience, any impulse we have that makes us feel, or pushes us rather, toward meaningfulness, in other words, using my gifts and talents in a way that enables me to respond to the challenges in front of me and work for the good of others, that's meaningfulness, right? I can use my gifts in ways that lead to a meaningful life. I can make a meaningful contribution. That leads to intimacy, in other words, draws me closer to the people around me to get their support and make those relationships deeper and healthier, or leads to virtue, the ability to take whatever life is throwing at me and use it as an opportunity for growth and strength. Meaningfulness, intimacy, and virtue are the hallmarks of the voice of the Holy Spirit. If I'm experiencing a voice in my head, an impulse, a desire that pushes me toward meaningfulness, intimacy, or virtue, chances are pretty good that's coming from God. The opposite, powerlessness, isolation, self-pity, self-indulgence, that's all the voice of the enemy. And so every thought we think, we have to test it against those qualities and ask, you know, is this voice I'm hearing, is this impulse I'm experiencing pushing me toward powerlessness, isolation, self-pity, or self-indulgence, in which case it's from the enemy and I have to fight against it, or is this a thought that is pushing me toward meaningfulness, intimacy, and virtue, and I need to lean into it, even though it's difficult? And a lot of times it is difficult. You know, St. Ignatius used the term consolation for this voice of the Holy Spirit that pushes us toward meaningfulness, intimacy, and virtue, but it doesn't always feel consoling, you know, because sometimes...
It's hard.
Yeah, it's hard work, you know? I don't want to do it. I don't want to work on this problem. I don't want to ask, what kind of gifts do I have to deal with this situation? I want to run away from it, right? I don't want to reach out and get help from other people and let them into my life. I want to just be by myself and be left alone, right? I don't want to grow. I don't want to let this the challenges I'm facing, you know, make me into a stronger, healthier person. I just want to go hit the fridge, you know? So, you know, these quote-unquote consolations sometimes don't feel all that consoling. But if they do lead me to meaningfulness, intimacy, and virtue, if I would act on them, then they are from the Holy Spirit, and they are consolations, and that's what I need to do. So, David, thank you for the question and for the opportunity to kind of give you those general principles, and I hope that will guide you in sorting out that collection of negative voices that you often hear. We do talk more about this in my book, The Life God Wants You to Have, which is all about dealing with disappointments in the light of faith and figuring out how to respond to the challenges that are in our lives in ways that really glorify God and cling to those consolations from the Holy Spirit. And again, the book is The Life God Wants You to Have. It's available at CatholicCounselors.com. 877-573-7825. We're taking your calls about dealing with that inner critical voice. Let's talk it out.
Let's talk now with Claire Ann, who's listening to EWTN Radio in New Hampshire.
Hi, Claire Ann. Welcome to More to Life. What's going on?
Well, good morning, and God bless you both, and thank you so much for everything you give us over the radio. Thank you.
Thank you. What can we do for you today?
Okay. Please understand that I understand the trials and tribulations of what everyone is going through now with this coronavirus. But I wanted to just share that I learned a long time ago through the Holy Spirit that in times like this, it's we need to concentrate on praising God and finding the good in all situations. And for me, the Lord has brought me to a better understanding of saying the rosary and the Divine Mercy Chaplet. And if we keep that in our mind and praise our Lord, it doesn't allow Satan to creep in and bother us and hinder us. We can just stand firm because we are all in this together, and together we raise our prayers and voices to heaven with our love. So I hope I shared that correctly, and I just wanted to share that with my fellow sisters and brothers.
Well, thank you,
Claire Ann, you shared it beautifully, and I thank you so much. And I really want to build upon that, if I may, because honestly, in our busy, busy world, the rosary and the chaplet are things that most people have gotten away from, that families find very difficult to do together with small children. But this is such a powerful form of prayer, both of these amazing prayers that God has given us. And he's given us these for a very important, many, many very important reasons. Let me start with the rosary, first of all. Many of us, even as faithful Catholics, have unfortunately done with the rosary what we have done with the sacraments. We do it to check off a box and say we prayed today. And I really want to build, Claire Ann, on what you're saying about the importance of this prayer, A, as a powerful weapon in the world to transform anything, to really bring miracles into the world, but also personally as a way to use it as a weapon to conquer our fear and to grow closer to God when we pray it in a way that allows us to meditate on each of the mysteries. So taking a moment, reading the scripture that goes with it. There are a billion scripture resources online now. Many of us have them in our homes. They're certainly available at EWTN.com or your local Catholic station bookstore, and they will be shipped to you as quickly as they can. But when we take a time and we pray the scripture first, and we meditate on that scripture, on that mystery of what Christ was going through, of what Our Lady was going through, what it means to us in the here and now, why he allowed us to have these scriptures, to have that window into what he went through and why, and how it can buoy us up and affect us and call us on. It becomes an incredibly powerful prayer to tame Satan in our own minds and hearts and souls, and to convert the world and change the world. Equally so, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, where we just get a chance to meditate on that is for the sake of his sorrowful passion that we ask God for mercy on us and on the whole world. Those words immediately take us outside of just our own worry, just our own concerns about ourselves, and allows us to pray for ourselves and for everyone. And the pattern of these prayers allows us to slow our breathing, allows us to enter into the presence of God, and as Pope John Paul II said many, many years ago, is far more real and far more effective than any other kind of Eastern meditation or anything that the world is trying to give us. He said, always go back to the rosary, always go back to the Divine Mercy Chaplet. This is a time to really take these two wonderful forms of prayer back into our hearts and back into our homes. If you have small children, pray one decade with them and let them color in the image. You can print it off online or let them lead it a little bit, but don't make them do more than they can handle. Let them do what they can do to make a connection with you and with God.
Because it would be more meaningful to do one decade of the rosary in a meaningful way that connects the scripture to the mystery, lets you maybe talk about it as a family a little bit more, than it is just plow through all five decades.
Yeah, that's what brings the meaning to it. And I have to say, for as you said, Claire, our brothers and sisters out there who are struggling to do even that, there are many of us who are having a challenging time praying right now, possibly because of mental concerns, possibly because of physical concerns. But I have a wonderful neighbor who many years ago said to me, Lisa, when it just gets too much and I just can't handle it and I don't feel like I can even pray the rosary, I hold my rosary and I ask Our Lady to hold my hand as I hold the rosary. And she always comes through and helps me to do a little bit more and gives me that comfort. Whenever we bring any part of our heart and our mind genuinely to God and Our Lady, they show up because they love us and want us so much. So, Claire Ann, thank you for calling from New Hampshire today and encouraging all our listeners in this. It's so important in this time to use all the resources that the Church has given us over these many, many years, and to do it with all our hearts, not just to do it flippantly. As Greg was mentioning earlier, every gift from the Church we need to begin to really value and treasure more, and that will change us and change the world.
877-573-7825. We're helping you come against that inner critical voice that steals your peace, robs your joy, makes you feel like you just can't handle the stuff you gotta handle in your life. Give us a call. Let's talk it out. If there are certain situations that are triggering that those negative, anxious, incompetent thoughts and feelings, if you just want to come against those thoughts and you're not sure how to do it, let's talk about it. 877-573-7825. Incidentally, Lisa, you were talking about families praying together.
Yes.
We have a great new resource.
We do.
Totally free. It's a community that we're starting on Facebook, actually. If you go to Catholic Home, H-O-M, it's Catholic H-O-M, stands for Households on Mission. Catholic H-O-M, and it's Family Discipleship. You'll see it come up if you search for it on Facebook. It is a private discussion group. You're invited to join, but you just have to ask to join it. That's all about how families can experience God more fully and more meaningfully, especially in this time where we're all stuck at home. How do we celebrate life in the domestic church? We've got great resources. There's great conversation. There's new information and tools there. Check it out. Go on Facebook, search Catholic H-O-M, Catholic Home, stands for Households on Mission, Family Discipleship, and ask to join the group. We'd love to have you there. A lot of great conversation. The only thing that's missing is you. With that, we're going to head to break, but before we do, it's time for our scripture verse of the day, which during our Wednesday Lentil Health series comes to us from 2 Corinthians 10:5.
We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ.
And that's what we're doing today, helping you take captive every critical, negative, panicking thought and make it obedient to Christ so that you can experience His grace, His love, His peace, His forgiveness. Give us a call if you're tired of that critical voice in your head making you worry all the time, telling you things will never change, running you down, or making you question God's love or mercy or all the rest. Let's do battle against those false thoughts and connect to the love and the grace and the mercy that God has for you. 877-573-7825. More to Life will continue with your questions, comments, and insights about coming against that inner critic right after these messages.
Brought to you by the nonprofit Seton Home Study.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Ray Guarendi here. You thinking about homeschooling? Seton Homeschooling, 35 years of experience, pre-K through high school. They provide the books, the lesson plans, the counselors, the grading services, the tests. That's right. Well, my wife used Seton, some of our children. And I will tell you this, two of them got perfect ACT scores in verbal. And overall, the Seton students scored more than 100 points above average on the SAT. 27% higher on English and reading. It is a rigorous program. At least now, 1.3 million students are homeschooled. You want to give the very best to your kids? Trust me on this one. Go with Seton. It is a beautifully rigorous academic program. Go to setonhome.org. setonhome.org.
If you believe in the power of prayer, Ave Maria Radio invites you to look at their website to submit a prayer request at avemariaradio.net. Your prayer requests are shared with hundreds at the Dominican Sisters of Mary, Mother of the Eucharist, the Servants of God's Love, the Monastery of the Blessed Sacrament Cloistered Nuns, the Family of Faith Apostolate, and the staff of Ave Maria Radio. Just go to avemariaradio.net and click on the Community tab to submit your prayer request today.
More to Life is underwritten by the following nonprofit organization. Real Estate for Life. Buying or selling your home or business property? Real Estate for Life can connect you to one of 900 pro-life real estate agents around the world. When Real Estate for Life receives a referral fee, they donate 80% of the referral check to Ave Maria Radio and Students for Life. More information at realestateforlife.org or 877-LIFE-US1. That's realestateforlife.org.
Want more tips for living a more joyful, abundant life through the gift of the theology of the body?
Well, and follow us on Facebook at More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa. and on Twitter and Instagram at Catholic Counselors. We'll see you there.
Welcome back. We're so glad to be with you today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and we are helping you come against the inner critic, that voice in your head that makes you worry all the time, tells you things will never change, runs you down, or makes you question God's love and mercy. 877-573-7825 is the number to call.
Or that inner voice that's just making your day harder, that's telling you, an adult human being, that you cannot educate your kids with that packet that the teacher sent home for you, that you can't possibly get along with your kids during the course of a day, and that, yes, you do want to chew up your spouse and spit them out at the end of the day. Those domestic things that are driving you crazy because, you know, the voices in your head that are telling you this is all terrible are kind of overwhelming sometimes. We're here to help you with those really practical things that you have to handle every day as well at 877-573-7825. We're going now to Maxine, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Michigan on Hi. Ave Maria Radio.
Hey, Maxine, welcome to More to Life. What's your comment for us?
Good morning to both of you. Thank you for so much for your program and being the light that is shining in the darkness, which is what we need today. And I just want to say, I cannot even believe the scripture that you said, because it said you had, as the young man was talking about all the fearful things and everything, I actually wrote it down on a piece of paper before you
wonderful. Said
about bringing our thoughts captive. But I just want to offer hope and encouragement to people also. And like the lady before talked about worshiping God. And, you know, we need to really keep our eyes focused on Jesus. And I think it's a great time for families to come together. And one of the greatest stories in the Bible for children might be to learn about the storm that Jesus talked about. And, you know, he's with us in the storm and during the storm and after the storm. And
I have to jump in, Maxine, and remind everyone that is what the Pope talked about last Friday. So you are echoing our Holy Father in that advice. So please go on.
Well, and also, you know, I heard Cardinal Dolan talking about Easter and, you know, and it is a time of, you know, like the lady was talking about fasting, it's not so much what we give up, it's getting away in solitude and silence. And you have alluded to it, Lisa, and I love the theme about the house church and teaching our children. And, you know, I keep saying to people, I am looking for the good. I am looking for the good because our God is good. He loves us. He's our Father. And you know, no one likes to see suffering. I don't like to, especially children. I don't like to see children suffer. I don't. But through all of this, like I say, you were saying the Pope. I did not hear that message. Cardinal Dolan. Franklin Graham was on the other night talking about resurrection and Easter. Our spiritual leaders are there, thank God, to guide us through
yes.
this storm.
You know, and Maxine, I want to also add to that and say, not only are they there, but if you're looking for the good, look at all the people who are turning to them for the first time, or can see them for the first time, or have rediscovered EWTN or their local Catholic radio affiliate for the first time, because people, as you said, are looking for the light in the midst of all of the lies that Satan is telling us about how we're not going to recover from this. And I want to encourage you, Maxine, if you're sitting around and you have access to Audible or are able to get great books, there's a wonderful book called The Hiding Place by Corrie Ten Boom that I'd read before this all happened.
It's kind of a classic, really.
It's a classic, but an extremely... And I recommend the book because you really get her real life experience and thoughts in it. It is a beautiful experience of where to find God even in the harshest and worst of times, how to recognize him. And she goes through her life experience and that of her sister, who remained incredibly, not only faithful to God, but celebratory of his existence, even in the worst of times. And the other thing that I'm mentioning this book is because, Maxine, you're so right about teaching our children at home now. Because the Ten Boom kids, all of them, were able to not only stay faithful to God, but exalt him in a dark world because of the training they had at home at their father's feet their whole lives.
Really,
as
they're,
he
they're
read
courageous.
The Psalms every night, as he read the scriptures and prayed with them on a regularly scheduled basis every day of their lives, that's something we can do now.
Yeah, and the hiding place is really about their courageous Christian witness in the face of the Nazi persecution of the Jews and their time in Buchenwald as well. But it was an incredibly inspiring story. Really encouraging.
Yeah, there's nothing that makes you feel like you're going to shrink from reading or listening to that book.
That's all the time we've got for today's program. But Maxine, since you mentioned it, for folks who are looking for a new resource on how to experience the faith more meaningfully at home, check out our discussion group on Facebook. Go to Catholic HOM, that's Catholic Home, that's Households on Mission, and check that out. You can also learn more about all the resources we talked about today on the program for living a more peaceful, joyful, abundant life and coming against that inner critic at CatholicCounselors.com. Check out the life God wants you to have and also learn more about the Pastoral Solutions Institute's telephone counseling practice. We've been leaders in Catholic telemental health for 20 years. We are here to help you face those challenges in your marriage, family, or personal life with God's grace. Learn more at CatholicCounselors.com. Have a blessed day.
You've been listening to More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa Popchak. More to Life is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Our producer is Dan McGraw. For copies of this program or for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.